This is an MUT Radio podcast.
At 11, Uyazi ukuthi I did promise you guys we'll have an interview with Mr. Timmy Ndlovu. Well, he's going to be joining me in just a few seconds. We're speaking about his anthology. It's called Fractured Lives, Unspoken Truth. He's going to be telling us more about that, which is what we are talking about right here with Little Skip on MUT Radio. So hopefully I do have him on the line. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to MUT Radio.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you very much for joining us. Today, we are speaking about your anthology, Fractured Lives, Unspoken Truth. So maybe to a listener who might not know, would see what is Fractured Lives and Unspoken Truth about? What can you say to that person?
Well, I will say Fractured Lives, Unspoken Truth is an English short story anthology. One that was written not just to be read, but to be engaged with, you know, especially by young people trying to make sense of the country they are inheriting. I'm talking about poverty, exclusion, corruption and the likes. This book unearths all of those realities through fiction that is Fractured Lives and Spoken Truth.
That is amazing. Now, you are speaking on things that actually happen in our world around it. Now, as a writer, maybe how far do you go in order to do research on this? Because I'm sure I think these are not fiction, but actually are true stories that people actually go through these things. So how far do you go in your research in order to find out about all of these stories?
Okay, basically, what I wanted to do through this book is to document the lived realities of people through fiction. So I am talking about issues that exist, things that I've seen, that I've been exposed to. But I'm also aware that, you know, in most cases, literature tend to sanitize these kind of topics. You know, they don't like really want to go in depth, you know. So I just wanted to, you know, to just bring, you know, the actual reality, you know, that especially young people, you know, are contending with, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Things that I've seen myself practically, things that I've experienced myself, you know, I'm talking about youth unemployment, poverty, GBV, substance abuse and the likes. This is what the book is about.
Yes, now, if I'm not mistaken, now the anthology has been revised into some dedicated school. Maybe what shifted that, what prompted that shift that you want now to make this available to some schools?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I actually think that is a very interesting question, you know, because I decided that I had to revise the work into the school's edition, or rather an academic edition. Basically, I just added all the information that is crucial for lecturers and students, such as glossaries, activities, notes, and all that, you know, to allow discussions. You know, I just wanted to create a teaching tool that can be adopted easily without anyone having to start from scratch, you know. So I added all the key things that matter, you know. Yes, that is what I did. Because originally I had the initial vision was just a general reader's book, you know. But then I thought, you know what, these stories could be really useful, you know, within lecture halls and stuff. So why not just make this edition, you know. So that is what I did.
Yeah. And now you are saying that you had like a full-on book now, but this anthology features like 12 selected stories. Maybe what guided your choice to choose these particular stories?
So initially, the original version had 18 total stories and just stories. And then this new one has just 12, meaning that I removed 6 from the original. And then the reason why I did that, well, trust me, all the 18 stories were grounded on lived realities as well. But then I just chose ones that are actually more pressing in terms of agency. I'm talking about GBV, you know, I'm talking about gambling addiction, I'm talking about unemployment, you know, the 35-year age limit, you know, that is restricting South Africans from getting employed. You know, I just wanted those ones, yes, because they are so thematically grounded.
Yes, maybe while you are still on that note, you're speaking about, you chose stories such as poverty, gender-based violence, and gambling addiction. Maybe why are these conversations important for learners today?
Basically, I just felt like, you know what, these people, you know, Belenas, they are actually exposed to these things most of them. I mean, even if not them specifically, but then they know someone who has been or who is somehow. So I just, you know, I wanted to actually like give a voice to the silence, as you can hear, it's a fractured life and spoken truth, because people are fractured, but then we often like refuse to confront these kind of silences, you know. So I just wanted to sort of like create a voice, you know, for someone who can look at this book and say, this particular story speaks to me, you know, it talks about my experience or someone else's that I know, you know. So I just, you know, I thought, you know, for a change, I'm not necessarily saying that we shouldn't be reading romantic stories and stuff, but then I just felt that this one might actually be very close to someone's story.
That is nice. Now, I believe that each story also features like glossaries, activities, and also explanatory notes. Maybe how do these additions support teaching and learning in the classroom?
Okay, firstly, there are several stories, you know, in the book, and each one is created, you know, to be a teaching and learning tool. So I just wanted someone, you know, to be able to understand the story in depth, you know, and also be able to answer all the questions, because it is not, you know, merely about reading just the story for leisure. I wanted to spark dialogues, you know. I wanted people to actually have discussions about this, you know, and what better space can do that than in the academic arena. So I just felt like, you know what, I have to add all these things, you know, to allow people to easily access the book, you know. I mean, I'm looking at a lecturer who's seen the book for the first time, and then the first thing they see, oh, this book has notes, it comes with glossaries and activities, and my work is easy, you know. So basically they're just going to get to know the book, but then they don't have to read anything from scratch, you know. And at the same time, these aren't just stories, like I said. They are the kind of stories that, you know, actually speak to everyone in different ways, of course, but then that's the whole purpose of the book, basically.
Now, maybe if I can ask just before we let you go, maybe how do you see this anthology fitting into the school or maybe the university curricula?
Oh, yes. That is a very interesting one, because I've actually been engaging with various universities. And so far, I have been receiving a great response in terms of reception. So yes. I just wanted to offer our students, you know, something that they can actually use and say that I've seen this, so it's easy for me to learn it, you know, because I've seen this thing, you know, I've been here, or that I've seen someone who has been. So it makes it easy to teach and learn. So I've been, you know, pushing for institutions, you know, to adopt the book, because I have tried to get it to the high standards, you know, in terms of libraries, academic spaces, you know, bookshelves and the likes. Because, well, bear in mind that I'm also a typesetter, not just a writer, I'm an editor, I'm a typesetter. So I do everything, yes. I translate, I do everything. I have 5 books, by the way. So yes, what I wanted was to just give our students something. I mean, I'm talking about undergraduates, you know, who are starting their academic careers. I'm talking about postgrads who don't get jobs because they are over 35. I'm talking about those people, you know. I just want them to have a voice, basically, but through learning and teaching, not just general reading. That's what I wanted.
That is amazing. Now, finally, maybe what impact do you hope this book will have on students, and how will they engage with it? How do you hope they engage with it?
Okay, yes, thank you so much for that question. You know, my whole aim, you know, is for people to... Sorry, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I wanted each and every student to find a companion in this book, you know, because like I said, one or two stories, if not all 12, has to speak to you in some way. So I wanted them to have a companion, you know, something that they can cite in researches, you know, and actually just something that is, you know, happening everywhere all the time, you know, something that we like turn a blind eye to, you know, maybe not deliberately, but then we hardly talk about these things, you know. I just want to make an example. Like I said, there are several stories, but one that resonates strongly with students, or one that I think will resonate strongly with students, that there is one titled The March of the Unheard, and then it has a subtitle, because all my stories come with a title and a subtitle. So the subtitle says, 85 too soon. And that alone basically tells you that we are challenging the arbitrary age limit, you know, because it centers on young people silenced by corruption and arbitrary unemployment, so the arbitrary employment rules, particularly the 35-year age limit, and explores what prolonged exclusion does to dignity and hope. People contend with this thing on a day-to-day basis. I'm talking about people who've just graduated, people who are about to graduate. They're about to add to our unemployment debt, you know, somehow, you know. And then we have to talk about these things. Not in a political way, of course. We are just documenting people's deep realities, you know, through fiction.
Now, thank you very much, firstly, but now you also said that you want to fit this book into universities, into schools. Maybe for someone who is outside of university, outside of school, how can they get a hold of your books?
Oh, yes. Because it is not entirely limited to the academic space. Unfortunately, it is not currently available in bookstores, but I'm working on that, and online, I'm working on that as well. It will be available pretty soon. But in the meantime, people, you know, could get in touch with me directly, because I do have physical copies that I could courier anywhere. I don't know if maybe I could get share my contact details.
Yes, you can.
Okay, thank you so much. People are welcome to get in touch with me via WhatsApp, phone calls through 0766-840910, and then 082-643-7087. Alternatively, they can reach me online. I'm Dobutini on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Dobutini on X as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ndo, for joining us on ABT Radio. Maybe one last thing, maybe to someone out there who is aspiring to be a writer, what message can you give that person?
Oh, yes, this is actually a very important question. You know, basically, in order for one to be a writer, they have to be a reader. That's the first step. So basically what I mean is that people, you know, like the world needs to hear everyone's story. But then in order for people to be able to write, they better start reading. And they are always welcome to seek help from the likes of us. I mean, I'm another young man, but then I've been exposed to this industry for a long time. So I know my way around it somehow. So we are always open to assisting people. But then the most useful thing they can start doing right now is to read books. That is just a fundamental part of it.
Hey, once again, thank you very much, Mr. Timmy. We don't want to keep you very long. I'm sure you have some writing to do. But thank you very much for joining us on ABT Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
This is the MUT Radio podcast.